sensory deprivation is on the rise. Experts are unsure what the cause. Experts are calling an epidemic of spontaneous blindness. Stay indoors unless absolutely necessary. There's no current explanation as to what is causing the spread. Local authorities are urging residents of New Orleans to stay inside if you have experienced any of the following: dizziness, difficulty thinking clearly, harmful thoughts, lightheadedness, nausea, shortness of breath, trouble seeing, hunger.
You are listening to The Call of the Void. Stay tuned. Stay sane.
Etsy, you have to step out of it. They're coming. They're coming this way. I need you to wake up. Wake up! Oh my god.
What's going on?
We need to run.
Wait.
Right now, Etsy.
What is it? What's wrong?
They're coming. We have to get back to the car. You're okay, come on. Let's go. The car's over there.
Keys?
Hands are shaking.
Keys? Topher? Moving the car would be great.
Put in the car in reverse. Reversing the car.
Topher!
Oh my god!
Get away!
Hey.
Yeah?
Maybe we get therapy for this.
Really extensive therapy.
Are you bleeding?
I don't think so. You?
Just a little bit. Are they gonna follow us? If they follow us back to my dad's house...
It's gonna be okay. Okay, it's gonna be okay.
I can't stop shaking.
Just keep driving. The further we drive away, the safer we're gonna be, okay?
Right. They looked so hungry. Their faces... I've never seen a cult before.
It wasn't really on my to-do list.
Me either. You're sure they're not following us?
I'm gonna call the police station just in case.
Okay.
Topher, we're alive. Okay?
Yeah.
I left Officer Mason a message.
He didn't pick up?
It's pretty late.
He would still pick up his phone though, right?
Honestly, I'm the one who usually avoids talking to the cops, so...
Should we be worried?
I'll call again in the morning.
What was that in the swamp? I mean, that was real. That was a thing. It wasn't an animatronic or a projection. It was alive, and it was looking at us. I felt it looking at us. And you were looking at it. You couldn't stop staring at it.
How long was I staring at it?
Like a minute? That's how they saw us. You kept staring and staring and your eyes were really wide and you were so blank.
I don't even...
You scared me a lot.
I'm sorry.
Did you have a vision or something?
I can't explain it. I felt it calling to me. It's like it already knew me. It was so familiar, like an old nightmare. And it wanted me to be closer to it.
It was talking to you?
It wanted me to walk towards it. Did you feel the same thing?
Not remotely. It felt really strange, like I should leave immediately.
Guess that makes sense. Are you cooking right now?
Calms me down. Do you want anything? Eggs or something?
Sure.
The people there, they didn't seem to be affected by it. I mean, they could definitely see and hear, but they were clearly exposed.
Yeah.
But that is our source, right? Why would it affect some people and not others?
Maybe it spares some people.
Or uses them. And you said it was calling to you.
Yeah.
What did it say?
It told me to close my eyes and reach.
Weird.
I've heard that phrase before.
What's wrong?
Topher.
What's up?
I need to show you something.
I've never seen your place.
This is what it looks like.
Shoes on, shoes off.
Doesn't matter. You can keep them on if you want.
Okay. Are those VHS tapes?
I also have a collection of bones from the Triassic period.
Really?
Wow. No. You can take a seat if you want.
Okay. Thanks.
It's right here.
What is it?
I know I didn't show you this before, but it's just difficult to show people.
Okay.
About a month ago, I received this package in the mail.
This is from my dad.
Inside were two things. The first was a publication from Jam Labs about advanced interdimensional communication. It was a paper written by your dad and my mom. I think it was his way of introducing himself to me.
That sounds like something he would do. The development of interpersonal communication between what this paper will call polar planes has been explored through the internal sensory experience of several persons. In what follows will be a discussion on the advanced placement of those membranes in relation to each other.
It basically goes on to say communication between dimensions might be possible.
All right.
And the second thing he sent me was this tape.
Why didn't you tell me about this before?
I didn't know how it applied to the situation until tonight, but no more secrets.
What's on the tape?
I think you should just see it.
The following footage is exclusive property of JM Labs.
November 9th, 2003. Today, we are stepping into a new era. Through your work, ladies and gentlemen, there will be a new division of science by the end of this afternoon. Research papers, fellowships, grant aid, and that's just the ground floor. Communication as we know it will be transformed by what we are doing. And I have all of you to thank for that. Today is that day. Crew is now in position. We can bring her in, Victor.
That's my dad.
Test subject is now in position.
I don't want to do this, Mom.
It's going to be all right, sweetheart.
Is that you?
Yeah.
Not right now, I don't want
to. You have to, Etsy. We have to do this right now. That's what we agreed on, you remember? This will serve as the first attempt by test subject E to make contact. Isolation chamber is secure and calibrated. You can put on your mask, sweetie. Can someone help her?
The point of the mask was to block out my senses. Theoretically, the less I could see or hear or feel, the greater chance I had of developing a new sense. An inner sense.
Test subject E is now secure and stabilized. She will remain in isolation for the next 35 hours. How are you doing, Etsy?
We can fast forward through some of this.
What's going on there? You're shaking.
Usually after 12 hours or so. We'll start it up again here.
November 10th, 2003. Subject E has been prepped for service once again.
Service?
Interdimensional reach.
Our staff will now remove the mask. Hey, sweetheart. How are you feeling today?
I'm hungry.
You're almost done, okay? We'll get you something to eat when you talk with Daddy. You have to look for him like you did before. Close your eyes. That's right. Close your eyes and reach. That's it, Etsy. Keep going. Keep going, sweetheart. You're not listening to me.
Can't!
Yes, you can. All right. We're not going to get in on the first day. I'm very proud of you, sweetheart. You did good. Big steps for the big girl.
I don't understand. What did she want from you?
Interdimensional communication. This is where it started. Like I said, my dad died when I was younger, so my mom wanted me to reach and find him in another dimension. One where he didn't get into that car that day. One where he didn't die.
Can you do that?
Apparently they had the science to support it, or at least to run trials. They had several test subjects, but I guess my brain pattern showed I would be particularly receptive to the program, so yeah. They had more success with me in the initial trials than anyone else, so I became their exclusive conduit.
You were her daughter.
November 14th, 2003. Subject E has once again been prepped for service. We have increased the isolation time to 42 hours. This is to further inflate the effect inside the subject's mind. Etsy, how are you feeling today? We're going to make contact with your daddy today, aren't we? Then he can kiss you and hug you again. One of those really tight hugs. Let's go again, Etsy. Close your eyes and reach.
Wait till I see him at our house. Okay.
Etsy.
Why did you stop? Etsy! Why did you stop? You weren't supposed to stop! You can't nap right now, Etsy. Etsy. Etsy! We have to figure this out, Etsy. It would be very selfish if you didn't do this for us. Think how selfish that would be. Daddy wouldn't get to come back. Get back up, and let's try again.
Are you okay?
I'm gonna step out for a second.
Sure.
November 20th, 2003. Subject E has once again been prepped for service. November 22nd, 2003. November 25th, 2003. November 28th, 2003. December 3rd, 2003. December 7th, 2003. Subject E has been prepped once again for service. We have maintained a level of 76 hours for isolation. Progress is being made. How are you feeling today, Etsy? It would be very helpful if you looked at me. Etsy, today you're gonna find him. I believe in you, Etsy. Find your father and we'll be a family again. All right? Close your eyes and reach.
Etsy, is that you?
It's working. She's opened the rift. It's beautiful. It appears to have colors along the outside of the opening, but I've never seen such colors. Inside, the center is very dark. A vacuum. Gravity in the lab is once again distorted. I need stabilizers on the coils. There's an enormous amount of power coming from the center, and through it appears shapes. No. Figures are on the other side. Malcolm? Etsy, keep going. Mommy is so proud of you. Mommy is so proud. What is she doing? Etsy! Why are you stopping?
No more.
We are done when I say we are done. When I say... Etsy!
see!
Oh my god.
You finished it?
Etsy, I don't...
I probably should have warned you.
I'm sorry, I had no idea.
If it's any consolation, your dad left before it got that bad.
Etsy, I'm so sorry.
Anyway, that's the night the lab shut down. My mother... I wanted her to die. I wanted her to die so much, and then... she did.
You don't have to tell me, but...
was I the one that did it?
Is that something I shouldn't ask?
I don't know. I don't even know. I know that what I did...
this wasn't your fault.
I tried to bring my dad back, but... I was so full of hate... and pain and rage.
It wasn't your responsibility.
I didn't know why your dad sent this to me. Why now? Why? But when I saw the thing in the woods...
oh my god.
Now I know why. It wasn't the first time I saw it.
You're saying the thing in the woods, that creature...
it's my monster.
You brought that thing here.
It knows me. We speak the same language. It knows. I can feel it.
I don't want to believe this, Etsy.
I don't either. But I think your dad knew. I think he sent me this to warn me. I think he went up to Ohio to stop it, and he knew it was coming.
My dad was trying to stop an eldritch creature from destroying New Orleans? That doesn't... my dad has watched Frasier 9 times. Not a few seasons, the whole show. He reads books he's already read, and he color coordinates his lecture notes. He makes a routine, and he sticks to that routine. I need to think about all of this. My anxiety increases every time I get a phone call now. Hello, this is Tover speaking.
That really is the worst ringtone.
It's a good song. Sorry, I am here. Can I help you? Yes? What's wrong? Yeah, I'm still here. Sure. Yeah, I can come in. That sounds good.
What's up?
My dad just died. They found him dead at the center.
Are you...
I have to go to the hospital.
Do you want me there?
Yeah.
Topher, Nurse Johnson.
Yes.
We spoke on the phone.
We did. This is my friend, Etsy.
It's nice to see you both.
Yeah.
Were you expecting this news today?
I wasn't, no.
I see. Well, everything we do tonight is going to be on your timeline, okay? We don't have to see your father right now if you don't want to.
I'm ready to see him.
All right, then we'll take you back.
Can she come too?
If you want her to. Your pace, Topher.
Hi, Dad. You look like yourself again. I'm sorry that we weren't fast enough, but we're going to save Simone. We're going to save her, so she can have a good life, and she has so many books to read, you know? So many of your books. I hope you're doing better now. Bye, Dad.
there anything I can do?
I'm fine.
You haven't slept since yesterday.
9 days.
What is?
It's been 9 days since my dad was found in the woods. Simona's been like this for 3, and everything's getting so much faster.
We still have time.
Time? For what? For more people to die? For more people to go missing?
If I just talk with it, I can understand it. I can send a message back. I can...
You're just gonna walk back in there?
If I'm gonna talk with it, then walking back in there is part of the process.
You're going to die.
I'm not going to die.
You're going to die like everyone else. Like everything else.
I know what this feels like.
Because you killed your mom? Is that why you know what this feels like? He was my family. He was my father.
I know that.
But you don't. If you had a family, you'd care. But you don't. You don't have anything.
You're right. Hope you feel better.
Thank you for listening to The Call of the Void. This episode was written and produced by Michael Allen Herman and Josie Eli Lechinski. This episode stars Allison Nico, Michael Allen Herman, Josie Eli Lechinski, Dan Johnson, Julia Garlock, and Joseph Zettelmeyer.
The Plymouth Community Arts Council is a proud sponsor of The Call of the Void. Our 774 North Sheldon campus in Plymouth, Michigan is dedicated to the visual and performing arts, hosting monthly exhibits, and providing spaces to create your own extraordinary. Visit www.plymoutharts.com for programming and inspiration. We've been all about the arts since 1969.
Special thanks to our current donors, Adam Davies, Ken Hansen, Christine Herman, Deb Jackson, Jack Malak, Elise Paquin, Jason Such, Jeff Winham, and Kate Boyd. The Call of the Void is an independent audio drama, and we rely entirely on donations to keep us going. If you have the means and would like to help, please consider donating to our show on our website at acornartsandentertainment.com/thevoid. You can also help us by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. A single review goes a long way in helping us find new listeners. For more details, please visit our social media on Instagram or Facebook at The Call of the Void Podcast or Twitter at The Call of the Void P. We'll be back next week to continue the pure science fiction delight of The Call of the Void. Stay tuned, stay sane.